We start this morning with a major announcement from Oregon Governor Tina Kotek. She's called for a special session of the Oregon Legislature to address the funding shortfall that could result in hundreds of layoffs at the Oregon Department of Transportation. Joining the exchange to help us learn more is Dirk Vanderhart. Dirk covers Oregon politics and government for Oregon Public Broadcasting. Welcome back to the exchange, Dirk.
Hey, Mike. Good to be here.
So what did you learn through your reporting on this story?
Well, there's a lot to learn. I mean, I think let's start with the basic problem, which is that lawmakers this year, when they came to Salem in January, had really one huge goal in mind, which was passing a major transportation funding package that was designed to be a package worth billions of dollars. I think many Democrats really wanted it to be a way to sort of rethink how the state funds roads and bridge projects, funds public transit, funds all these sorts of things. You know, we have known for some time that the gas tax, which is where we get a lot of this money, is not going to work very well going into the future because people are driving EVs more. And so there was this notion that we would rethink how we fund transportation in the state, make sure that we're funding the nuts and bolts stuff that we really need, you know, filling potholes, repairing bridges, not some of these big projects that you often see. So that was the thinking. That was the hope. And then that sort of fizzled in the session. Democrats had a plan. It was pretty expensive. Would have done a lot of things. Would have raised a lot of taxes. And ultimately, there was a decision by lawmakers that it couldn't move forward. It didn't have the support. And so we ended the session with a major failure. That we didn't have this new money for transportation, and that created a real issue, which is that then raised the possibility that almost 10% of the Oregon Department of Transportation's employees would have to be laid off. And so that's where we find ourselves now.
Okay, when you say it was expensive, what are we talking about?
Yeah, so this bill put forward by Democrats was expected to raise, I think, $11.6 billion over the course of a decade, which is a lot of money. It would have hiked the state's 40-cent per gallon gas tax by 12 cents. It would have hiked registration fees. It would have created an entirely, well, it would have hiked taxes on car sales. It would have raised a payroll tax that Oregon workers pay that funds public transit. I mean, it really would have done a full sort of sweep of existing, transportation taxes and raised those by quite a bit. It also would have ensured that electric vehicle drivers are signing up for this state program where they pay for every mile they drive, because right now they don't have to pay the gas tax, and that is seen as a sort of blind spot. So $11.6 billion over 10 years was the sort of overall price tag. That was something we saw Republicans really apoplectic over. They said that was just an insane amount of money to ask Oregonians to pay. And we saw some Democrats also balking at that number. And that's why this bill got into trouble, because Democrats could have passed this bill all on their own. They have the majorities in the legislature that they could have done it if all of them would have been on board. But when we then saw some key Democrats backing out, saying this is too much, that's when this bill really got into trouble.
Well, how do we know what's too much? At least, what's the threshold that some of the legislators are saying is as high as they can go and no more?
I mean, I think that is far more art than science, right? There is no study that says this is too much. It really is about where people feel their constituencies are in their individual districts, you know, what they're hearing from folks about what is far more than they can bear. I think right now we're in a moment when Oregonians in many parts of the state feel like they're already paying a lot of money and maybe aren't getting the services that they expect. And so perhaps are reticent to sign on to something that would be quite so big, even though it's being sort of booked as this, you know, I mean, I think the proponents of this said this is going to solve our problems for a long time. This is going to be this transformational thing. It will be worth it. I think there was a lot of skepticism coming from some communities. You know, in particular, I mean, all Republicans virtually were voting against this thing. So they had another proposal that would have not relied on tax increases. but it would have cut a lot of services as a result. You know, what we heard, though, was from some, in particular, Clackamas County up here in the Portland area. There were some Democratic lawmakers there that were really, really concerned about this bill and what it would have cost. And I think they were just hearing from their voters that this was going to be too much. It was not going to be something they could support.
So you said the Republicans had an alternative proposal. What was that?
Yeah, and the Republicans all session were saying, look, Democrats are just trying to raise your taxes. We don't have to raise taxes to pay for these transportation priorities. We think there's a better way. They wanted really to slash funding that goes toward existing things. So they proposed, you know, slashing money that helps public transit agencies around the state operate and sort of improve. They wanted to put all that money toward nuts and bolts road maintenance and sort of let transportation agencies wither or figure out their own problems if that created issues. I think they wanted to end things like there are subsidies for electric vehicle purchases that the state pays for. There's a whole variety of things that Republicans said, look, these are not priorities that we support. Bike infrastructure and multimodal infrastructure, they said, we don't need to be spending on these things. We would prefer that we spend on paving, on whatever, bridge maintenance, all these sort of more routine things. And so that was their pitch. And that was never a pitch that was going to be a winner with Democrats who do value public transit and electric vehicles and bike infrastructure. Many of them do. So, you know, Democrats hold all the power in Salem right now. And that Republican proposal did not get much, consideration.
And how many jobs are at risk?
Yeah. So what we heard when the session closed and this failed to pass, Governor Kotek came in and basically said, look, we are looking at one of the largest public, maybe the largest public sector layoff in the state's history. She said, I think that the number that ODOT unveiled was 483 current employees who were told they would be let go at the end of July because there was all of a sudden, you know, there was this about $350 million budget gap that the agency now couldn't pay for. 483 employees is roughly 10% of ODOT's workforce. And the agency was also saying, look, we're going to close 12 maintenance stations around the state. We're going to consolidate all these positions. The top line was, you know, Oregonians can expect a lot less service. You're not going to see your roads cleared as quickly. We're not going to be able to clear up crashes as swiftly. Maybe we won't be able to plow as often in some mountain passes. Just a wide variety of things that the agency was saying were going to look pretty dire for the state's roads. And so, you know, the governor got very engaged when this bill didn't pass. Top Democrats were working and have been working to figure out what they might do to avoid that layoff. And that is why we are going to have a special session now at the end of this month on August 29th.
My guest is Dirk van der Hart. He's a reporter at OPB covering Oregon politics and government. So when this next session comes into play, what's at stake?
Yeah, I mean, it's really that, you know. The layoffs are predominant. And when the governor in late July announced this special session, she said, look, these people were going to lose their jobs on July 31st. I have told ODOT to lay off that. They're going to delay those layoffs for 45 days until mid-September because I think, she said, I feel pretty certain that lawmakers are going to come in. They're going to pass a new package, a sort of Band-Aid package that gets ODOT the money it needs and does some other things. So I think the big thing is you avoid the layoffs if this goes as the governor thinks it will. There is also going to be some money, we are told, for public transit agencies, which have said, look, they are in really dire straits, especially post-pandemic. Ridership is still coming back from that. Costs have really increased. And many of them are talking about cutting services, you know, cutting bus frequency or bus lines or what have you. The governor would like to avoid some of that by raising the tax that goes to public transit as well. So that is one of the the other things at stake. And there's also a lot that won't be answered. You know, that there are questions about major highway projects in the Portland area that are very short of funding. I mean, you know, in some cases, maybe only have a quarter of the money that they need to complete. And none of that is being answered here. So this proposal, and we can talk more about the specifics in a second, but this proposal is really just, as I say, a Band-Aid, a way to avoid the layoffs, maybe avoid some other pain that could be coming, but certainly not the sort of grander, broader solution that many Democrats or some Democrats wanted.
So what are the Republican solutions for these proposed layoffs, public transit, road projects?
Yeah, I mean, I think that they would just say what they've said, which is let's repurpose the money that is going to things that we don't like. You know, again, public transit for bicycling projects, for EVs, and put it toward ODOT to help them avoid these layoffs. That is really their main line. So we have heard that again and again. Now, when we come into session on the 29th, there is a very specific proposal, and that will be, the governor says, she wants to raise the state's 40-cent a gallon gas tax by 6 cents beginning in 2026, beginning of next year. She wants to double this payroll tax that workers pay for public transit. Right now it's 0.1%. COTEC wants to make it 0.2%. There would be some hikes to registration fees. You know, it's in the scheme of what was being considered earlier this year, it is relatively minor. It's still, we are told, I think, $650 million every 2 years. So not nothing. But we are told that would be enough to avoid cuts at ODOT, to also send money to cities and counties that have road departments that are really hurting and need more funding and are struggling to maintain their roads. And also, as I say, help the public transit agencies. So that is the proposal that Democrats will be putting forward in this special session this month.
And I read something about ratepayer fairness. What is that?
Ratepayer fairness is, we don't know yet. That was a term that COTEC used when she announced this special session. But what I think she meant is that truck drivers, heavy truck drivers, freight players, for years now have complained, rightly, that under the current taxing scheme, the taxes they pay for roads, which are weight mile taxes, they are different from the gas tax that you or I might pay. They are paying more than their fair share of what the roads cost to maintain. There is a study that is done every couple of years that sort of looks at who's paying more than they should be and directs the state to sort of bring those amounts into line so no one is paying an unfair amount. But for years now, that study has shown that truck drivers are paying more than their fair share in costs. And they have been calling on the legislature again and again to ensure these rates are fair. And the legislature hasn't done it because, in part, they were waiting to pass this major funding package. But now we are looking at a situation where, as part of this special session, I think the governor has said she's interested in making sure that there is this fairness at play. And that, you know, trucks aren't paying too much. What that looks like, we don't know. We haven't seen the formal proposal yet. So I don't know much about what it means, but that is the context. She is saying, I'm willing to work with truckers to make sure that this balance is achieved.
Gotcha. So what happens if the funding problem remains unresolved at the close of this special session?
Yeah, I mean, it's as I say, we will see those layoffs. We will see the 12 maintenance facilities around the state closed. We will see larger than, you know, than might happen cuts to services. So, for instance, here in Portland, TriMet, which is our big public transit agency, is saying they are going to have to severely curtail bus and rail service if they don't get more money. And I think that is likely going to be the case down there. It's going to be the case in many public transit agencies around the state. So, you know, this is the kind of thing where I think we can't really be too skeptical of ODOT when they say the roads are going to look a lot worse if we are forced to shed a full 10% of our workforce. There are people that say the agency is overblowing the problem. I think a lot of lawmakers are very likely to come in on August 29th and okay this money.
Okay, well, we're going to see. That's all the time we have, unfortunately. Thank you, Dirk.
Yeah, my pleasure, Mike.